This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. President Draupadi Murmu has said that Indian citizens represent the fourth largest community in Portugal, serving as a bridge between the two cultures and contributing to the country's economy. President Draupadi Murmu said this while addressing the Key to the City of Lisbon ceremony. The president added that guided by Vasudeva Kutumbakam to build a Viksit Bharat in 2047, India will continue to work towards a sustainable world where it sees Portugal as a reliable partner. Even today, President Murmu held delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa in Lisbon. In a joint media address after the meeting, President Murmu described the India-Portuguese ties as historic, which are now being developed as modern and multidimensional partnership.
भारत पुर्तगाल संबंध ऐतिहासिक है ये संबंध लगातार मजबूत होते रहे हैं और अब ये एक आधुनिक बहुआयामी और गतिशील पार्टनरशिप के रूप में विकसित हो रही लगातार उच्च स्तरीय यात्राओं से इन संबंधों को मजबूती मिली है और बढ़ती वाणिज्यिक सहभागिता से ही इन्हें सहयोग मिला है हमारे रिश्ता आपसी विश्वास समझ और मुख्य हितों के मुद्दों पर एक दूसरे के समर्थन पर आधारित है
The president said she held wide-ranging and constructive talks with her Portuguese counterpart covering various areas of bilateral relations. Both the countries have agreed to strengthen partnership in several areas, including trade, renewable energy, IT, startup, innovation, skilled mobility, and pharmaceuticals. President Murmu and President Rebelo de Sousa also graced the launch of postage stamps commemorating 50 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries. President Murmu reached Lisbon this morning on the first leg of her state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the government is deploying an electronic surveillance system to safeguard the country's borders and that technology will be used to detect and dismantle underground cross-border tunnels to thwart infiltration by terrorists into Jammu and Kashmir. Addressing the BSF personnel during a visit to border outpost Vinay near the international border in the Hiranagar sector of Kathua district, Mr. Shah lauded the contribution of the force and praised the troops for performing their duties in challenging circumstances. Ministry of Defence has inked 2,385 crore rupee contract with Bharat Electronics Limited Bengaluru for acquisition of electronic warfare suites and aircraft modification kits for Mi-17 V-5 helicopters. This state-of-the-art electronic warfare suite will considerably enhance operational survivability of the helicopters in hostile environment. Defence Ministry said in a statement that majority of sub-assemblies and parts will be sourced from indigenous manufacturers. A total of 31 Maoists have surrendered today in Dantewada and Narayanpur districts of Chhattisgarh. 26 Maoists have surrendered in Dantewada district. A reward of 4.5 lakh rupees was declared on three of these Maoists. Meanwhile, in Narayanpur district, five women Maoists have surrendered. A reward of 1 lakh rupees each was declared on them. The Maoists who surrendered were given a cheque of 25,000 rupees each as incentives. Apart from this, they will be given all kinds of facilities available under Naxal rehabilitation policy. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and exchanged perspectives on the Indo-Pacific, the Indian subcontinent, Europe, West Asia and the Caribbean. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they agreed on the importance of the early conclusion of the bilateral trade agreement. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians were 188 for 5 in 17.4 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, RCB set a target of 222 runs from the home side. The visitors scored 221 runs for 6 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.